Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stamos.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm so glad you're here today, and I'm excited. We're going to talk about the sacredness of the female body, the healing power of the sacred woman, and how we can enhance well-being by reconnecting to that sacred nature. You know, it's such a busy world, we've forgotten to take the time for many things, one being listening to our body and appreciating our physicality as being sacred. And according to my guest today, it is time for her to wake up and remember her sacred purpose, otherwise humanity will not evolve. So my guest is Dr. Christine Page. She's the author of the new book, The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman, Health, Creativity, and Fertility for the Soul. And Dr. Page has over 30 years of experience in the caring professions as a doctor, homeopath, and one who sees. She is known as a mystical physician. She now focuses her attention on women's healing, wisdom, and education, sharing her intuitive insights and knowledge through workshops, inspirational keynotes, and individual sessions. She's the author of 7 books, including Frontiers of Health, and her most recent, The Healing Power of Sacred Women. She sees herself as a bridge builder between modalities of healthcare and levels of consciousness. And you can look at her website at www.christinepage.com. She also has a Facebook page, Dr. Christine Page. So welcome, Christine, to Voices of Women.
Oh, thank you, Chris, for having me on the show. It's good to be here.
Yes, well, and I remember I was just telling you earlier how we had met because you gave a talk at East West Bookshop, and I was really impressed with the knowledge you had and the care and the concern you have for women and about our bodies being sacred. And let's talk about that. What is the sacred woman?
The sacred woman is one which understands that her greatest gifts are actually within her cycles, understanding that her physiology or anatomy is the best guide to actually showing her who she is. That the woman is the power to cleanse, the power to nurture, and the power to be inspired. And all of those are within a woman's menstrual cycle, those very sacred energies. And we might say, well, a lot of people have kind of said, well, the menstrual cycle is just an enigma, and then the menses is just an annoyance. But in fact, what I see is that women are so tied into the moon cycles, the earth cycles, that they are reflecting the importance of, you might say, the seasons of the earth, that without the winter, we don't get the spring. If without the things that need to die away, we don't get a chance to grow new things. And to me, they are the aspects of the sacred woman that need to be brought back into our awareness, so we understand that being a woman is far more than perhaps even just giving birth to children. It's about giving birth to new life and new consciousness every month of the year.
And that's really all about, the power of a woman. There's so much power there, and there's a lot of women who don't claim that power. I mean, it's almost like we're afraid of it. You know, we don't want to quite go there because it's not always accepted in our culture.
Well, it's 3,500 years of suppression. So it's hard for us to look back and go, oh, yes, my grandmother knew this, or maybe she did. But we have generations upon generations of women who have not known this truth. And, you know, it was a very steady suppression, but it was good enough to say that anything that was feminine and female needs to be put under the, you know, put down. And for 3,000 years, women have been asking men, well, what do you want me to be? And the men, of course, quite naturally have been telling them what they want them to be. And hence, we have ended up with the situation that we have in the media, where we're seeing images of what a woman should look like, when really the majority of us will never look like that. I certainly will never be a size 0 or 2, just as I will never be 6 foot tall. So, you know, we have kind of fallen into this space where we have forgotten who we are, and therefore we have tended to create scenarios that are not healthy for us, including not liking our bodies or not liking the shape of them.
Oh, yeah, especially when what you see out there, the image of the perfect woman, doesn't match our shape, and then we're constantly wanting to, you know, all the, look at the magazines, all the, you know, 7 ways to lose weight or 7 ways to get in shape or everything is, you know, and it all sounds so easy. And yet we all know it's pretty hard. It's hard. And then if you have that feeling of yourself like, well, I'm not beautiful because I'm 10, even if it's just 10 pounds overweight, you know, let alone 30 or 40 or more, because we can't ever match up to that ideal.
And we were never meant to, you know, I was listening to an article when I was in England, and they were saying that 45% of women in Britain were, from a U.S. standpoint, a size 12 upwards. I mean, half of the country is a size 12 upwards, aligning it to America, and probably very true in America. So who are we trying to please? And when I was listening to these fashion designers, they were saying, well, we create these size 0s and 2s so that women can attain something or look towards a potential. That's ridiculous. You know, it's not a potential that I or many of us even want to reach. And when we see some of the figures and the images that were present of what a woman was meant to look like for going way back into history, for thousands and thousands of years, women were seen as curvaceous and gorgeous in their flowingness, and they had big bottoms and they had big boobs, and it wasn't something that was put down. It was something that was seen as, that shows the beauty and the power of a woman when she's that shape.
And there is a sense too of at what size or what shape is a healthy one. I mean, you could be too overweight and it's not healthy, but a lot of times we put on the weight because we overeat to stuff our feelings of how we feel about our body, which just aspirates the whole thing.
Well, it does, but, you know, as you're saying, we have 45% of our children who are underweight. They are anorexic. We have kids who are, you know, and women who are bulimic and anorexic. And we're saying, well, that's okay because the other is not. There's a problem on both sides of the scale.
Yeah, yeah.
And as you say, you know, the more that we tell people how they should be and what's wrong with them, the more you're likely to going to eat or not eat to try and gain control of your life, which feels as if it's absolutely out of control because emotionally you don't feel good about yourself.
Well, that's what it boils down to. And it's really looking at, how, at what weight and shape do you feel best at? It's really an individual thing because we all have different bone structures and different heights. And there's that concept of, well, I'm not going to feel good until I'm 100 pounds when really we should be 120 or whatever it is, you know.
And there's a lot of peer pressure, you know, and I think that's the problem that, again, we might say it's much more amongst the young people, but it isn't only that. You know, people are constantly making comments about their weight. Oh, I shouldn't eat this, or I should. It's like, who is this person that's telling you, or why are you having this discussion when really there's a part of you that knows what's right for you? And that comes back to, you know, my work as a doctor of how much we don't listen to our own bodies, that we end up almost punishing our body or telling ourselves that we're doing something wrong. And so that even when we are eating food or whatever, we're not enjoying it because we're constantly thinking this is wrong.
Or and feeling guilty about it, or knowing we shouldn't eat that, but go ahead anyway, and not listening to the voice that is saying, hey, this isn't healthy. You know, there's just a lot of not listening going on.
Well, it is. I mean, I was involved in Britain with looking at healthcare for 2000 onwards, and there was a statement made that, oh, we maybe should stop people smoking or stop people or tell people to do more exercise. And I said, there's nothing new in any of that, you know. People who smoke know they shouldn't smoke. It's not good for their health, but they smoke. So one has to ask, it's not the thing that's the problem, it's the why are they smoking? What is it in them that feels that they have to do that? So it's not about the thing out there, it's what have we done to make us feel so needy of something like that or addicted to something. And I think it's just this lack of connection to a deeper sense of self and a deep lack of love of self.
Yes, that is what it boils down to, lack of love. And then where does that come from? And it still has to boil down inside yourself. We get messages when we're very young and pick up how we're not loved for whatever reason. And it's still up to us to dig down and go, why? Where did that come from? Because in reality, when you were born, it didn't come from you. And
It didn't and it did, but, you know, we could go on that path. But the fact, as I said earlier, was that if your mother wasn't loved and if your grandmother, it's very hard to go back in line, whether you're a male or female, and actually ask yourself, where did this start?
Yeah, and where did it start? Well, we're going to have to take a break right now and come back and talk about this. This is Chris Stainis. We'll come back and talk to Dr. Christine Page.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Dr. Christine Page today. She's the author of The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman, and I highly recommend you looking at her book and purchasing it. It is The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman. And we were just talking about, well, you know, things boiling down to really finding that love within ourselves. And let's take that to another level, Christine, of how illness comes in. I mean, we think sometimes it's just the physical. We have this physical issue when there's a lot going on in other aspects of ourselves, because we also have emotional bodies and mental bodies and spiritual bodies. And talk about that, those, how they interplay.
Yes. My background, of course, as a doctor is that I spent now the last 35 years really interested in not just how I can help people heal at perhaps a physical level, but where there may be a deeper issue that's going on that, unless that is resolved, then the physical will not resolve itself. And so the question is to me is, why do people get sick? And one of the questions I love asking is, what was going on in your life when the illness appeared? And that often gives me a lot of information. And I've had people say to me, I know why I've had I have cancer. I know why I had a heart attack. It's a very important question. And the fascinating part is that people tend to know the answer. They have this insight that something was going on in their life just prior to the start of the illness. And it's a variable thing. It's not just emotion. It's not just beliefs. Some people have told me, you know, if I hadn't had the illness, I couldn't have got out of the situation I was in. The illness gave me permission to leave something. Other times they would tell me that the emotion built up, but this was the way in which they could get in touch with the emotion, because otherwise they just kept suppressing it. And so there's a whole range of reasons why people get sick. And many times, if we, as a practitioner, or anybody who's in a healthcare practitioner position, can really ask that question, we can support the person in their illness rather than the obsession that we seem to have to always want to fix the physical and really ignore the message that is coming from the soul, because I truly believe that most of illness is a wake-up call from the soul saying, okay, you're on some sort of path. The path needs to change. That might be physical or emotional. And illness may be the only way in which our attention is caught. Because when we get sick, we really do have to be stopped. We're stopped in our tracks. We have to listen. So illness is a very powerful tool that often needs time to actually be heard. As I say, too often we're trying to, let's just get rid of the illness, and we just get back on the same track that's killing me. Whereas if we are with a good therapist, a good practitioner, they will help us on the journey to our real healing, which may take much longer than just a physical healing.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And one of the things I know that people do is, like you said, you know, when an illness comes on, think back what was happening then. Is another aspect I think of people do is like, okay, so say you have, say it's breast cancer, or something, you know, but then go in and talk to that part of your body and ask what is this body part feeling?
Yes, that's very much. I do a lot of body wisdom work, and I think it's always helpful to do it with another partner, because sometimes we can just tell ourselves what we already know. Mm-hmm. So having somebody else who asks the questions is really helpful. That's the way I teach it. And that we ask the body, you know, what is it that you would like to speak to Chris about? What is it you have to say? I know that you're trying to help her, but we don't quite understand how. What information would you like to give? And it's amazing how the body absolutely is on our side. The body says she cannot keep doing this in this direction. It's killing her. She has to make a change, or she has to stop eating that way, or she has to let go of something, because otherwise we can't keep going. And I think that's the beauty of it. I like to say the body is a greater friend to you than sometimes you are to yourself. Because the body will stop us in our tracks.
Make
us listen. And, you know, I want to say that emotion is not the problem. A lot of people think, well, I shouldn't be emotional. No, we have great evidence that actually expressing your emotions appropriately is very positive. It's when we suppress the emotions or we express the wrong emotion, we laugh when we should cry or get angry when we should be sad, that's when the problems arise. And so it isn't the emotion that's the cause of the problem, it's the lack of expression or, as I say, the inappropriateness of it that causes the problem.
And so let's get back to, because your book is for women, and you talk a lot about the wisdom of the female cycle, and how we're kind of cut off from that. And so let's talk a little bit about that, our woman's relationship with death and birth, and how that relates to our monthly cycle.
Yes, I mean, when I started writing the book, I thought, now, what does every woman do? Well, not every woman does give birth, and in fact, it's up to about 35% of 40-year-olds have not given birth. So it isn't a case of all giving birth. But what every woman does is have a menstrual cycle, bar, you know, one or two people with problems. But majority of women have a menstrual cycle. And that means that for 35 years, they bleed on a monthly basis. And that's an amazing feat, you know. Think of anything else we do for 35 years. That's a long time. And so what I worked out, that we have about 420 cycles in our lifetime, and the potential of having a baby, you know, the mean number of children that are given that a mother will have is between one and two. And so I came to the conclusion that it wasn't just the having of the children that was the purpose of the menstrual cycle. There had to be something more. I mean, you can't have the potential of two children and 420 cycles. That's a bit of a waste of energy. And so what I realized, that every month a woman is being given the chance to, yes, give birth, but maybe give birth to inspiration, new ideas. And that in the ancient cultures, or the cultures of the Native Americans and other cultures, they would say that every month a family would want their mother, their sister, to go into her red tent, into a place of nurturing, so that she could receive this inspiration, and she would then come back amongst the family and tell them what she had been downloaded with, given as inspiration, and they would go and do it for the rest of the month and then come back to her at the end. And so they understood that the sacredness of a woman was to be able to connect at these really deep and high levels with great consciousness for the good of the family and for the good of the community.
Yes, and you point out they took the time away. They went to this red tent or whatever form of gathering that Native American had, a special place that women went to.
It did, but they could also, I mean, I know my friend Jean Redman, who really guided me on this, said she would still have to work. I mean, she was a working woman and working mother. She had six boys. And so she would go to work, but she said, I would try and keep away from people as much as possible, especially men, because she said, at that time, I'm so powerful that I could actually cause a man to lose his power. And that isn't just because of the fact that she's becoming inspirational, but on those first few days of the period, she is taking all the old energy, the old emotions, the old beliefs that the family don't want anymore, she doesn't want anymore, and she's turning it into blood, and then she's shedding the blood. And that power of transformation is so amazing that that's why the Native Americans would say, you wouldn't want a woman to be cooking your food or preparing your food at this time, because you're just going to put all those beliefs back into the food that you then eat, that you wouldn't want to happen. So women, she said, would go to work, she'd come home, she'd go into her special room, and her family would cook the food for her, and they would take care of themselves during the time that she was still menstruating on her moon time.
So that's what I was thinking of how we can do that, since we don't have the luxury, like you said, we still go to work, and it's in our culture, it's almost ignored. I mean, it's more like
Oh, it's totally ignored. I mean, it's called the curse, not the blessing.
Yeah, and so girls are brought up to, you know, and that just brings a lot of shame.
Exactly, and more young women are choosing not to have a period at all. They're using pills or patches or injections to actually stop their periods because they're seeing them as inconvenient. And to me, this is really going to cause a huge issue, because if women are not cleansing the old earth and getting the earth to be new again, then we're going to have trouble with increasing problems with infertility, lack of creativity. And this influences our abilities within the corporate world, our abilities within the financial world. This will be widespread, even though it sounds as if it's just about women. It's really about the planet as a whole.
Yeah, because we're all connected, but even just looking at it in the way of denying the existence of this special time every month that is an inconvenience and it's you know, shameful and bad. What that does to you physically, and then taking a pill to stop that and not have it, what's going to happen? We don't know what's going to happen down the road when they're 30 and want to have a baby. I mean, we just really don't know all the ramifications of all this, but even metaphysically, it has those that impact on society like you were talking about. Well, this is Christinas and Voices of Women, and when we come back after a short break, we're going to talk more with Dr. Christine Page.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Pray like a woman. Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. We're talking with Dr. Christine Page. She's the author of The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman. And I just love the synchronicity of, you know, we come back on the show and there's a song, Pray Like a Woman. And part of what we're talking about is an aspect of how women pray. We have these monthly cycles. We can take that extra special time for ourselves during that time. Christine, first, before, why don't you give people your contact information, your websites, where people can find your books?
Absolutely. My books are on christinepage.com, nice and easy, Christine with a C-H and P-A-G-E at the end. And the same for Facebook, is the same name. And the books, of course, are also on Amazon, but they're also on our store. But please come to the website, see what different seminars we're running. We're running quite a few on women now. And really would love to see anybody there.
Well, great. So we were just talking about the monthly cycle, and that's a time, especially in ancient cultures, of going away and being often not necessarily alone, but with other women on their cycle. But there was a time of letting go of the negative and cleansing and then bringing inspiration back and taking that back into their community. So what about a lot of women in our society? I mean, we're a huge majority now, baby boomers, that we're not bleeding anymore. How can they bring that ritual cleansing and inspiration back into their lives?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't think that we were just meant to get to 50 and then everybody said, well, that's it. Now you can just sag and get old. You know, once we reach that age, we were meant to have received the wisdom over those 35 years that we didn't need to do the bleeding anymore because we were now in sync with our bodies and in sync with the cycles of the moon. And therefore, I think it's very important that women who are like me and you, maybe postmenopausal, that we actually end up realigning ourselves just to the moon. If every woman actually did cycle together, she would cycle to the new moon. It's the new moon that's where women's power is. And so if a woman wants to do the cycling, then she should, on the day before the new moon, perhaps take a glass of water and imagine that she is putting all those thoughts, all those feelings that she doesn't want to carry anymore into the water, and then going out into the garden and just pouring the water onto the earth, letting and asking Mother Earth, especially the Dragon Queen that lives within the earth, the energy of fire that lives within the earth, to transform this energy so that it can be used for good again. Then on the new moon day, she takes a day of nurturing, taking care of herself. And then the following day, which is the day after the new moon, that's a great day for being more intuitive, being more mindful, that she will be much more able to download inspiration on that day. And this is a wonderful practice for all of us to do, and you know, it really allows us, every woman, to be part of the change that we want to see in the world.
Oh yes, and we all have our gifts to share in that way, and I think that's important to have that nurturing time. Taking, as it sounds like, 3 days, taking that time for ourselves so that we can come back nurtured, revitalized, and create what we're meant to do here. Well, you mentioned the Dragon Queen. Let's talk a little more about that because you have a whole section in your book about the Dragon Queen.
Oh, yes, she is one of my favorite characters. You know, about 3,500 years ago, and before that, most cultures believed that we were born from an energy of fire and we would return to that energy of fire. It was fire and water, perhaps I should say. And so it was very much like a lava energy that you might see. And this energy was seen to exist within the earth. So hence why the ceremony in the funeral would be earth to earth, ashes to ashes. It very much came from the old idea that we return to the earth and we are burnt and returned into the earth again. But what I think happened is the patriarchy didn't like the idea that there was this power, which was obviously feminine, that could at any time come up and create death and chaos. And so on some level, they decided that if we just cut off that energy from the people, then we won't have to have death and chaos anymore. And so symbolically, what we saw was that we saw the killing of the dragon, George and the Dragon or the killing of the serpent. And across most cultures, there are mythologies about that killing happening, where literally humanity got cut off from their relationship to the earth, something that we're all really suffering from at this time. And so if you're trained in chakras, in Hindu traditions, many a time you'd be told that the first chakra starts at the base of your spine. It's called the base chakra. And then the other chakras climb up the spine. But in fact, there's a very big chakra under your feet, and that is called the root chakra. And it is through the root chakra that this dragon queen energy, this dragon energy flows. And that the reason why Kundalini is said to sleep, the energy of Kundalini, often related to the orgasmic energy, but Kundalini can only sleep because she has been disconnected from the energy under her feet. And so it's only when we go down into under our feet, into the underworld, that we can tap into this extraordinary fire energy that is truly the fire of creativity. So the Dragon Queen has three faces. One is to receive that energy of things that we're ready to let go of and to burn them. The second energy is to warm us and to support us. And the third energy is the power of creativity, which we can draw up into our bodies and use to connect to that inspiration that we've been talking about, so we can give, you know, birth to all our new ideas. And that really is the cycles of the Dragon Queen.
Well, and there's a lot of, in your book, a lot of pictures and a lot of connections of old cultures, creating monuments, creating, and I guess they're considered on power places, but creating these sacred sites that are honoring of it might be the Dragon Queen or honoring the earth and all that. And what role now does that play with us?
Oh, absolutely, a very important role. You know, the ancient people understood that the energy within the earth flowed all around the earth in what we call a grid or a network system, and that the energy was known as dragon lines. So they would say that the dragon energy was very specific. It was present everywhere, but specifically it loved being around mountains and lakes. And so they would create their sacred sites at places where the land flowed in a particular way that intensified that dragon energy, because it was seen as an electromagnetic energy that could be harnessed to enhance our creative expression, to enhance who we are. And so even our churches, certainly in Europe, all of the altars of the church were based where these lines crossed, so that the priest would be inspired or would be charismatic. And other of our sacred sites, many of which I wrote about in the book, such as Stonehenge or Newgrange or Uxmal in Mexico, they were all built in a way that would enhance. They were like lightning rods, that the stone itself, they would use a certain stone, such as granite, which would intensify the energy. They would even create moats and around these stone circles so that they would intensify the energy. And all I would say to everybody is, if you get a chance to go to any of these sacred sites, see yourself in a very special place where you will feel the dragon energy cleanse you, clear you, and inspire you.
So it's really, and they're all over the place, so you probably don't even have to travel very far if you really think about it.
Well, you can go, of course, they are. The natural energy is everywhere. So mm-hmm. that if you're lucky enough, as you are and I am, to live around mountains or hills, the dragon energy is very strong in these mountains and hills. If you go to a beautiful lake, it's strong there. Even rivers which are flowing. Remember, anything that's circular is feminine. And that's what the dragon, if you imagine that the dragon or the serpent is moving in a curved way, it loves spiraling. So anywhere where you see these, the dragon energy is strong. Unfortunately, here in America, many of the sites that we know about are not so present as they could have been. Whereas in Europe, they are still very present. And so in this country, it is to find them again and link to the mountains, to the lakes, and recognize this is a great place to be empowered.
So what do you mean they're not...
Well, whether or not there were... Obviously, the history of America has got very confused. Many people would say there wasn't much here before Columbus, and we know that that's not true. So we really don't know the ancient history of this country in a way that we could do. Where we're talking about in other countries, in Europe, we can go back 6,000 years and probably have an idea of the people. And I can't believe that a huge country like this didn't have people on it 6,000 years ago. But it's very hard to find that history and to see evidence of their presence. Whereas I can be in Britain and go to Stonehenge and know that I'm standing in somewhere that's at least 4,500 years old. Mm-hmm. So it's really, are these places present? Are they held with by the Native Americans and perhaps they're not wanting us to know about them, which could be very true. But it is about regaining and reclaiming the history of who we are as a people. And who it's not who we are as people, but who we are on the land that gave birth to us as people.
Yes, and I think if we tap into the energy, we can sense those, because that's what they did. If the people who lived here 6,000 years ago and beyond that, they're just tapping into the energy, and we can train ourselves to do that too. Well, this is Chris Stainis of Voices of Women. We are going to take a small break now. We will return and continue our conversation with Dr. Christine Page.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking to Dr. Christine Page. She has this wonderful book, The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman, Health, Creativity, and Fertility for the Soul. I just want to point out, because we've been talking about some of the aspects of the book, but there's so much more here that we haven't even touched on. And there's lots of exercises and rituals that where you can incorporate a lot of what we're talking about, of reclaiming your feminine form and the power of your feminine form and all that. So, Christine, let's talk about, I mean, this, you speak to the, such an urgent need to that of us letting go of the old consciousness to give birth to a new paradigm. And I think one of the ways to do that that we have to do is we need to bring back the respect for our bodies. And but what, you know, which sounds easy, but really I think that's a little more deeper than just saying, it's not saying, okay, I respect my body, because there, it just doesn't happen that way.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, in the workshops we've been doing, we've been looking at just whether or not, I call it a gatekeeper. Do you have a gatekeeper to your outer body? And do you have a gatekeeper to your inner body, which some people may just call their heart? And I'm just amazed that whatever range of women I'm working with in terms of their age, that they have no gatekeeper on their outer body, often nothing on the inside, that there's no sense of boundaries between their energy and somebody else's. And it feels as if we as women especially have somehow given away our energy or given away that power to say, whatever you want to do to my body, that's fine. And, of course, this can lead to circumstances that none of us would want in terms of rape or abuse. But the fact of the matter is that if you're not taught from a young age that you have a right to say no and a right to love your body and respect your body, then you will never do anything differently. And I feel that it's not coming from a place of shouldn't. It's much more about what is the energy you want coming into your body. So that might be the food you eat. It might be the friends you have. It might be that you don't want to have sex. It may be that you want to have relationship, but you don't want to have sex at the moment. And I think there's a lot of confusion at the moment, especially amongst our young people, that thinking that sex and relationship are the same thing, or maybe sometimes you want relationship, the other person wants sex, and it's getting into a very confusing place. What I would like to say to every woman is the basic need, every woman and man, is that every human being has the right to be respected. And it's similar to the saying, you know, consider the lilies of the field, that they were respected. There's nothing better. So it's the way people talk to us. Do you feel respected by the way your partner talks to you, your children talk to you? Do you talk to yourself in a respectful way? Do you like your body enough that you, when you're getting out of the bath, you give it lovely massages with nurturing oils? Or are you in such a rush to get working that you're, you know, not concentrating on your body? And so I would just say that one of the tips I would give is really start to feel into your body, not just exercising it, but what does your body feel like? What does it want to do today? Does it want to exercise? And so listening to those messages is a really healthy way of starting to respect your body.
Yes, and you know, and that word again, listening, and paying attention when you are feeling, you talk about this gatekeeper and about the boundaries, to pay attention when those boundaries have been crossed for you. Sometimes we just sort of, because we don't want to be looked at as the problem person, or we don't want people to not like us, that we don't speak our boundaries, and so we let them be crossed.
Absolutely. And you know, we all do it whatever our age, and it's listening. I often say that if I listen to my heart, I sometimes get a little confused with, oh, what's the best thing I can do for somebody else? Or if I listen to my mind, I might say, well, maybe, you know, I should think. But when I listen to the dragon queen that lives right down in the sacral chakra, down in my uterus, she's very clear about what I should do. And I try to say to people, listen down deep, listen to her, because she is very clear. She says, no, you don't want to do this. Why are you doing this? Compared with my heart that can kind of make up all sorts of stories. So I really encourage people to listen to the deepest part of them that has a very clear and insightful way of looking at the situation.
Well, you brought, and that brings up a point for me of, you know, the power of the womb. And I had another author on, Tammy Lynn Kent, who has a book and is talking about the, you know, the womb power. And that's what you're talking about, is going that. And we tend to not go there because that's that dirty part of our bodies that we don't refer to. And we discard, we don't want to look at that part of ourselves. And yet there's such a wealth of wisdom there, of true power, and really reclaiming our power there when we heal that aspect that we're denying, you know, from our womb and what you call sacral center.
Oh, absolutely, because the womb is, you know, the other word for the womb is the uterus, and that is called the utterer. And to utter is to claim, to speak. And so we really need to speak from our womb, because this is where our greatest wisdom comes from. And the only reason people don't want to go there is that the womb also is the place where we hold grief. And grief has to be transformed and let go of. But so much of the time, nobody's told us to let go of it. So it sits down there, and then we don't want to go there because it just feels so difficult or heavy for us to deal with. But if every month we thought about clearing it out, like clearing out a sacred vessel, a sacred jar, and we cleaned it out every month, we would really find that this is the most beautiful and powerful place to exist, down in that sacral chakra, in that uterus.
Yeah, so true. And so I really encourage people to listen to that part of your body. What is it saying? You know, and particularly you brought up the grievances that we're holding, and so many of us do. I mean, we all do on one level or another, to really look at, because that, I think, has so much to do with the health of our physicality, for hanging on to things, hanging on to grief and grudges and all that, and anger does more damage to ourselves than probably anything.
It does. They're all just phases of grief that we, you know, we have to move through. And often we're too stubborn. We just want to continually feel the pain.
Yeah.
Not doing us any good anymore.
Yeah. Well, I want to encourage everyone to look at Dr. Christine Page's book, The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman. Like I said, there's lots of exercise rituals, lots of information that we've talked about, and even more that we didn't even touch today. Go to her website, www.christinepage.com. And I want to leave everyone with this thought today. How can you know the sacredness of the female form? Take some time this weekend to reflect on your body and what is going on inside there, which is full of wisdom. And thank you so much for being here today, Christine.
Thank you for inviting me, Chris, and all the wonderful work you're doing. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. So I want to remind everybody, if you want to find out what Woman of Wisdom is all about and the events that we hold in Seattle, go to our website at www.womenofwisdom.org. We are having a big fundraiser June 29th, Sacred Pampering Day for Women. Still some room for some pamperers if you are a healer, tarot reader, body worker, anything of that where you work with people. Go to our page on our program page on the Pampering Day, and you can get information. You can also, for those who want to come get pampered, come buy a ticket. Everything you can do during that day is free. You just have to pay to get inside. We're going to have some very fun things to happen. So that's June 29th in Seattle. I want to just remind you about my book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's an Amazon bestseller, an award-winning book. If you want some inspiration for your life and hearing the stories and art and poetry on the divine feminine, it's a great inspirational book. And you can also purchase that on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org, or, of course, everyone can go to Amazon. So next week I'll be interviewing Jasmine Boswell, author of her new book, What If the Problem's Not the Problem? So this is Chris Danis, and thanks so much for joining us today on Voices of Women. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Danis.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cats meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.